year, which was practically unheard of at Harvard, and went to work in her program while simultaneously doing field work for my senior sociology thesis. The year was 1986. I spent most of that year working with older kids, 16 and 17-year-olds who were preparing for the ACT, or with kids who wanted to finish high school strong so they could have a shot at a decent-paying job. It was a hard time in life for these teenagers, many of whom sat around and talked about whether it was possible for them to live past 30. This was not something I sat around and talked about with my friends at Harvard. We all expected to live and hoped to thrive. One of the neighborhood kids who walked through the center's doors that July was Calvin Williams. I'd known the Williams family for years. They lived less than a block away from the Kenwood Ellis Church, where my mom's program was located. Like nearly every kid in the neighborhood, Calvin was African American, but unlike many kids, his family was intact. He had two brothers, and all of them lived at home with their mom and dad, who both toiled away at working-class jobs. Most families in North Kenwood, Oakland were broken and scattered, without fathers or with siblings divided among aunts and uncles, grandmothers and grandfathers. Not the Williamses, though. They were seemingly immune to the violence and gang activity that hung over the neighborhood like a cloud, darkening